Unit 13. Story time. Tape script 13.1. Story time quiz. 1.
When did Shakespeare die?
In the 17th century.
2.
What happens at the end of Romeo and Juliet?
They both die. They kill themselves.
3.
How many dwarfs are there in Snow White?
7.
4.
How much money do Hansel and Gretel's parents have?
None.
5.
How long does Sleeping Beauty sleep?
100 years.
6.
Who does Cinderella marry?
The handsome prince.
7.
Who created Mickey Mouse?
Walt Disney.
8.
Where did Hans Christian Andersen come from?
Denmark.
9.
What nationality are Don Quixote and Sancho Panza?
Spanish.
10.
Whose lamp is magic?
Aladdin's.
11.
Why does Pinocchio's nose grow long?
Because he tells lies.
12.
What kind of animal is Walt Disney's Dumbo?
An elephant.
13.
Which city does Sherlock Holmes live in?
London.
14.
How old is Harry Potter in the first story, Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone?
11.
Tape script 13.2. 1.
Why do you want to go?
2.
Who is she?
3.
Where's he staying?
4.
Why didn't they come?
5.
How old was she?
6.
Does he play the guitar?
7.
Where did you go at the weekend?
Tape script 13.3.
It was about 2 o'clock in the morning, and suddenly I woke up. I heard a noise. I got out of bed and went slowly downstairs. There was a light on in the living room. I listened carefully. I could hear 2 men speaking very quietly. Burglars, I thought. 2 burglars. Immediately, I ran back upstairs and phoned the police. I was really frightened. Fortunately, the police arrived quickly. They opened the front door and went into the living room. Then they came upstairs to find me.
It's all right now, sir, they explained. We turned the television off for you.
Tape script 13.4.
The Christmas Presents.
Part 1.
$1.87. That was all. Della carefully counted the money again. There was no mistake. Every day when she went to the shops, she didn't spend much money. She bought the cheapest meat and the cheapest vegetables. It was very tiring. She walked for hours around the shops to find the cheapest food. She saved every cent possible. Only $1.87. The next day was Christmas, and she couldn't do anything about it. So she sat there in her little room and cried quietly. Della lived in this poor little room in New York with her husband, James Dillingham Young. James was lucky because he had a job, but it wasn't a good job. Times were bad, and there was no work for Della. But when James came home, she immediately put her arms around him, and that was good. Della wanted to buy Jim a Christmas present, something really good to show how much she loved him. Suddenly, she ran to the mirror and looked at her beautiful long hair. Then she put on her old brown hat and coat and quickly went into town.
Tape script 13.5. Part 2.
She stopped when she came to a door with Madame Eloise Hare on it. Inside was a small, fat woman. "Do you buy hair?" Della asked.
"I buy hair," Madame answered.
"Take your hat off, then, and show me your hair." Madame slowly touched the hair with her hand.
$20, she said.
"Quick, cut it off. Give me the money," Della said. The next 2 hours went quickly. Della was happy because she was at the shops with money for a present for Jim. At last she found him the perfect present. Jim had one special thing. He had a beautiful gold watch that once belonged to his father, and before that, to his grandfather. Jim loved his watch, but it had no chain. When Della saw the gold watch chain, she knew immediately that it was right for Jim. It cost $21. Della ran home excitedly with the 87 cents. When she arrived, she looked at her very short hair in the mirror. "Oh, dear, I look like a schoolboy. What is Jim going to say when he sees me?" At 7 o'clock, Jim came in. His eyes were on Della. She could not understand the look on his face. He was not angry or surprised. He just watched her with that strange look on his face. Della ran to him. "Jim, don't look at me like that. I sold my hair because I wanted to give you a present."
"You sold your hair?" he said quietly, almost sadly.
"Yes, I told you. But don't worry, it grows so fast. But don't you love me anymore, Jim?"
Tape script 13.6. Part 3.
Suddenly, Jim put his arms around Della. "I love you, Della. It doesn't matter if your hair is long or short. But open this. Then you can see why I was unhappy at first." Della opened the present excitedly. Then she gave a little scream of happiness. But a second later, there was a cry of unhappiness. There were the combs for her beautiful hair. When she first saw these lovely, expensive combs in the shop window, she wanted them, and now they were hers, but she no longer had her hair. Della held them in her hand, and her eyes were full of love. Then Della remembered. She ran to get Jim's present. "Isn't it lovely, Jim? Give me your beautiful watch, and let's see it with its new chain." But Jim sat down and smiled. "Della, you see, I sold the watch to buy your combs. And this was the story of two young people who were very much in love.
Tape script 13.7.
Hello, can I help you?
Yes, please. I'm not feeling very well. I'm looking for some aspirin. Where can I find them?
Right here. What size do you want? Small or large?
Large, please. And I'd like some shampoo as well.
What kind of shampoo? For dry hair? Normal hair?
For dry hair, please.
There's Sunsilk or Palmolive. Which one do you want?
Sunsilk's fine, thanks.
Anything else?
No, that's all. How much is that?
£4.20.
There you are.
£10, thank you. And here's £5.80 change.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you very much.